You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to KC Forum. We are going to talk about, yes, you know, public affairs with an entertaining spin right here on this radio station every single Sunday. And you got to tune us in. Also, if you miss it, go to fox4kc.com/KC Forum. All right, so this weekend, we are going to talk about Rebel. Yes, Rebel Against Body Image, and it is a wonderful program that's going on in area high schools. We'll find out all about it and how they're moving it into the middle schools. And we'll talk about the Halo Foundation. They help children all over the world. We will talk about an art outreach program that they're holding, and you can get involved. First up, we have Stephen Valenti, and we are going to talk about a soiree. It is the Catholic Charities. Stephen, this is different than the regular Catholic Charities Ball. This is for the younger people. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yet we do welcome everybody of all ages to attend. We had a great turnout last year, and it ranged from 25 to 60 years in age.
Wow, good. I can go. Now, who doesn't love a ball or a dance, you know, a thing like this, the Catholic Charities Junior Board Soiree at Science City Union Station? I mean, who wouldn't love that? But the thing is, people love to dress up, and they love to do it for a good cause. And this definitely is a good cause.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about a ball, but with the soiree, we actually take it to the next level. We actually have a creative cocktail event. So you come in your cocktail attire, but we want you to throw a little flair into the outfit that you're putting together to have a good time. With Science City being the background, you just have a mosaic of so many different visually stimulating areas within the three-level building that we'll be hosting in. And we have a live band and all of this, eating good food from 12 to or more food vendors, specialty cocktails, and it all comes back to help Catholic Charities of Kansas City, St. Joseph, and specifically their children and family services.
Aha. Okay. I know what Catholic Charities is all about, but there are many people listening right now who say, what is this all about? And it's Catholic Charities. So, you know, it's an organization that helps all over.
Absolutely. And one of the common misconceptions is you have to be Catholic to participate in Catholic Charities, and only Catholics receive support. One of the main things that happens when somebody comes into Catholic Charities for support is we find out what their need is and how we can help them, whether that's helping them financially plan their life to be successful in the best possible way, when they are down in a really tough spot, or if it's putting a program together to help children in need. The range is all over the board.
All right, and you are the chair of the event. You're originally not from here. You're from New York. What do you think of the folks here in the Midwest? I mean, I always brag about they have big hearts, and they also, even if they don't have it, they give.
You know, that is very true. In my previous life, I had the opportunity to work with Kevin Gray, the former and late president of the Kansas City Sports Commission, for 5 years. He became a very good friend of mine, and one of the things he instilled in me is, doesn't matter where you live, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, if you're going to live in a city, you need to give back to that city, because it's not going to get better or change without the efforts of the folks that live in that area.
Most definitely. And Kevin Gray was an awesome guy. Awesome guy. He went to Rockhurst High School. And, you know, see, you don't understand. We call this, I went to O'Hara, he went to Rockhurst. We all know each other. You know, Stephen, that's what's funny about Kansas City. It's a big city, but everybody knows each other. And that's,
I'm learning that every day.
And that's kind of cool about Catholic Charities as well, because you've got all these people coming together for good causes. For, you know, you say helping people, and you don't have to be Catholic. That's what's so wonderful about it. People don't realize that. And people just give and give and give. I've been to the Catholic Charities Ball a lot. I've never been to the soiree. Going to have to make it, because I've heard from my friend Trish Catron that it is fabulous. She went last year. She said she took all her girls. So this is a family event. I mean, you know, for the older kids.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you, in for the price point of $50 for an all-inclusive ticket, you can't find an event like this in Kansas City.
And to dress up.
Exactly. Good excuse, right?
I mean, everybody loves to dress up. Okay, so tell us about the band so people are thinking, okay, I can do that.
Flashback KC is the band that will be performing, mm-hmm. and they're actually adding a even larger horn section this year. I think they're adding 4 or more horns to their entourage, if you will.
Yeah.
And boy, when they get going, does the party get started. Everybody's sampling the food, but as soon as that music hit that dance floor, just everybody swarmed and was dancing from 8:30 on the entire night. It was an unbelievable sight.
Oh my gosh. Do you have a website where people can find out more about Catholic Charities?
Absolutely. We have a site for the event. It's www.kcsoiree.com, and there's a link back to Catholic Charities itself, but also more information about the event as well as the Junior Board specifically.
One more. You know, Catholic Charities has been around for years and years and years and years and years. What would happen to some of these people that they help if Catholic Charities was not around? And there are different chapters of Catholic Charities, I understand that. But, I mean, they've got such an outreach.
They absolutely do have a tremendous outreach. Catholic Charities actually assists more than 150,000 of our neighbors each and every year. Again, like I said, this is folks of all faiths and every walk of life that you could think of. We are here to support them in their moments of their greatest needs.
Awesome. Okay, so if they want to check out the website to help some of those folks who are in need, Catholic Charities, it is the soiree at the Union Station. And don't we have a beautiful Union train station?
It's one of the coolest ones I've ever been to.
All right. I love it. I love it. And a perfect background. So good luck to you. Good luck to the soiree. And, you know, welcome to Kansas City. I'm sure you've been here a while, but I'm welcoming you now.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Stephen Valenti.
Thank you for your time today.
All right, thank you very much. All right, we got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
For over 20 years, Summit Lawn and Landscape has provided residential and commercial customers with exceptional quality and service at an affordable price. Summit offers a full landscape design service with 2 full-time designers. Projects can go from blue line scale drawings to finished products. Proper design can make the difference between an acceptable yard and a truly breathtaking landscape. Landscape design, sprinkler systems, outdoor lighting, fire pits, and lawn fertilization are just a few of the many services Summit Lawn and Landscape offers. At Summit Lawn and Landscape, they know how important it is to maintain and beautify your exterior surroundings, because your lawn and landscape is the first thing people notice. You can ask the pros at Summit Lawn and Landscape by calling 816-966-9434 to make an appointment, or go to their website at summitlawn.com. Let the professional design staff at Summit Lawn and Landscape provide you with the landscape design and your dreams. That's Summit Lawn and Landscape, 816-966-9434, or online at summitlawn.com.
If you just turned the radio on, get ready. We are going to talk about public affairs with an entertaining spin. And, of course, on this radio station every single Sunday, I have Marcy Langhofer on the line. She is the walk chairman for a very special walk. It's spelled R-E-B-E-L. All right, so I'm supposed to think of rebellion. Rebel. Is that right, Marcy?
That is correct.
Very good. Okay. I love the symbolism. It's a capital R-E, little B-E, capital L. Explain what it's all about.
Well, the explanation of that name is that we're rebelling against society's standards of beauty, and we're encouraging people to just be who they are and not to be somebody else.
And, you know, you talk about, be themselves, don't be somebody else. We see all these images, the magazines, TVs, even more so than when I was growing up. And it's like, oh, I'm too fat, I'm so ugly. I mean, we're comparing ourselves to the images that we see. But you know what? And I've come to learn, as you grow older, as you mature, hey, I'm okay. And that's kind of what you're trying to give the kids and people now, where they don't have to waste so much time thinking about it. Is that kind of like what you're doing?
That's correct. Rebel is an organization that's active in many of the area high schools, and we're encouraging the kids to learn about these various issues, about media's influence on our opinions of ourselves, and how it influences our body image, etc. And we're encouraging kids to become aware consumers of different messages that they're receiving daily from their friends, their family, from the media. Mm-hmm. And many of these messages are encouraging them or causing them to think they're not good enough just as they are. So we're trying to help them learn to be accepting of themselves and to recognize that they have value just as they are.
All right, and this was founded by Dr. Laura Eichmann, a licensed psychologist. And, of course, the group, REBEL, is a nonprofit organization. And, you know, it's during these days and times when you've got a lot of eating disorders, that type of thing, this is something that's student-driven, and it's a prevention program so people can be happy with themselves, because it's not only young ladies who have the eating disorders. Isn't that right? They're young men as well.
That's correct. We're finding a greater and greater incidence of boys and young men and even adult men who have issues with body image and eating disorders, that they are the prevalent use of steroids that basically encourage boys and men to think that their body shape just as it is not good enough either.
All right, so let's talk about the walk. It is happening on April 27th. And how do people find out information about it?
Yeah, we have a website. It's www.rebelks.com/walk-2-rebel.
How perfect.
And on that walk page, you'll find all kinds of information about the 3-mile walk we're having, mm-hmm. Starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday, April 27th. There is the opportunity on that site to complete an online registration and get yourself signed up. It's really a family-oriented event. It's a great event for any age to come, parents, grandparents, kids, and anybody. We have lots of fun events, including face painting, food, photo booths, and just it's a great morning to come out and learn to appreciate yourself. There's lots of positive and affirming messages that we have along the walk route, and it's just a great morning for everybody alike.
What's perfect, Marcy, about it is, you know, when you exercise or you walk and you get those good feelings about yourself, you know, you always do feel good. You may be tired and everything, but what a perfect kind of a, not a partnership, but having this body image of being more positive and then walking a walk. It's going to make you feel better. So all around, it's win-win.
It's a great event. It helps bring awareness to these different issues, which a lot of times people really aren't aware that they are being influenced in any given way by their friends, their family, or the media. But once you become aware of it, it helps these types of events help you become more aware of it and help you become a more just a better ability to digest those type of messages and kind of think for yourself.
I mean, and obviously this was started as a pilot program. When you talk about Rebel, it was started as a pilot program, and now it's spreading, and it may even go to middle schools. Is that right?
Yes. Rebel was started 4 years ago as a pilot program at Blue Valley Northwest High School. We were a single chapter at that school for 3 years. Then in this last year, Rebel became a 501c3, and we expanded into 7 other schools. So we're in all of the Blue Valley School District high schools, Olathe East and Scion, and we have a pilot program at one of the Blue Valley middle schools, Prairie Star Middle School.
Oh, okay.
So we're evaluating the expansion of the program, not only into other high schools, but into the middle school, into middle schools as well, because it's a that's definitely an issue in those school environments also.
And of course, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about the nonprofit organization delivering the message with this walk that all individuals are beautiful. I love that. I think that's great. It's so important. I know young men, that's another thing, but having, you know, I'm a girl and having, you know, so many sisters and daughters, it really does mean something when someone says, you know what? Because I was such a fat little thing in grade school. And my mother said, you are so beautiful. You are so beautiful. And, you know, I knew I was a fat, chubby little thing, but having those words of encouragement, knowing, hey, even if nobody else thinks I'm beautiful, my mother does.
Well, yeah, we're trying to kind of make a play on that word, beautiful. Basically trying to remind people that you are full of beauty. And your beauty doesn't come from, is not on the outside of you. It's on the inside of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the response, I mean, you've seen people who have gone through, you know, the program. What have you seen? What have you liked about it?
Well, we've really had a great response. What these kids are doing in their schools is really we're trying to educate them to become leaders and agents of change in their schools. And so we educate them, and they in turn provide programming and different awareness activities within their schools so that they educate their fellow students on these issues as well. And so really the whole organization is driven by the school, driven by the school students.
Uh-huh.
They decide basically what they will do in their schools, what they think will be most effective.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, do these different activities and become leaders of change in their own school communities.
Excellent.
We've seen tremendous results from this. We've seen whole school populations change. We've had too numerous to mention, students that have gone through Rebel that come out and have gone to college, have tried to start Rebel chapters at their college, are majoring in psychology and eating disorder issues. So it's really had a profound effect on many, many people.
Very, very good. Well, thank you so very much. I love hearing about the organization, Marcy Langhofer, and just remember the walk, 3 miles.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Thanks for having us.
We have more on the way. Stay with us.
Meta Weight Loss Clinics, it's the one that works. But if you're looking for a quick fix, this isn't the program for you. Meta Weight Loss Clinics in Overland Park is a lifestyle change. It's a weight loss program carefully monitored by medical professionals, including Dr. James Mirable and his staff of nurses, registered dietitians, and counselors. Dr. Mirable cares about how you feel about yourself. Basically, Meta Weight Loss balances education, appetite management, and the activity it'll take to lose weight and reach your goal for a happier you. Most important, you'll also learn strategies to keep weight off using real food. This is not a quick fix. This is a lifestyle change. Call 913-284-0459 and book an initial consultation to get started to a happier and healthier you. Tell them you heard this on KC Forum.
I use Molly Maid because my house cleaning needs are different from my neighbor's. Only Molly Maid can give my home the pink glove treatment, a thorough deep down cleaning plan designed just for me. Consistent and dependable cleaning with every visit. Molly Maid guarantees I'll be satisfied. Call Molly Maid and ask for the treatment, the pink glove treatment. Call 1-888-393-1879 and mention you heard this on KC Forum with Kathy Quinn to get $15 off your first cleaning. Why do I use Molly Maid? Call them and find out why. Call 1-888-393-1879.
Hey, everyone, if you just turned the radio on, you are listening to KC Forum, where we bring you public affairs with an entertaining spin. And I'm bringing you Miss Lacey Voigt right now with the Halo Foundation, and I met her a couple weeks ago. I mean, Lacey, you never realize that, you know, you meet people and you never know where the friendship is going to go. You know, in this case, we're going to talk about the Halo Foundation. You know, isn't that great? You didn't even realize I had a radio show.
No, I didn't. I'm excited to be on it, though.
Exactly. We got a lot of great listeners out there, and they love to hear what's going on in the community. And Halo Foundation, give us a little background.
Sure. So Halo is coming up on its 9th year. We are having our 8th annual outreach auction this May, May 3rd at Studio Dan Miners. And just to give you a little background about Halo, We started supporting one orphanage in Mexico, and we've since grown to now support 13 programs around the world. Two of those programs are based in the U.S., and 11 of those are international orphanages, nine of which we fully support, including food, water, clothing, shelter, caretakers, and we also provide art therapy to all of the children that we support locally and internationally.
Art therapy, that's something you hear lately. You know, 10, 20 years ago you didn't, but now you're hearing more about it. What is the significance of art therapy?
So art therapy started with Halo because a lot of the kids that we were supporting had trouble expressing some of the trauma that they had experienced in their lives. So art therapy was really used originally just as a way for them to start expressing some of those things. Mm-hmm. And we found it to be really useful for them and for us because we were able to learn more about them. Some of the kids that we were supporting had been severely neglected or abandoned or living on the streets. And those are things that, you know, for them, it was difficult for them to share some of their background and how that came to be and really open up. So the art piece helped to kind of give a platform for them to be able to express some of those things and get that out.
All right. And what is your position? What do you do with Halo?
I work as the program director for Halo, and I've been doing that for about 5 years. Prior to that, I was working as a volunteer art director for about a year. So total, I've been involved with Halo for about 6 years now.
Why? Why do you know?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I started volunteering for Halo because my background is in art, and I realized the impact and the power that art can have. And I loved working with youth, and I loved the idea of using art to help them. So I really started volunteering with Halo without the idea or the vision that I would start working full-time and that would become a career and a total life changer for me. So as it grew and Halo grew and the need for more help and staffing grew, I was actually the first full-time employee outside of our founder, Rebecca Welsh. And so it really just kind of changed my life path. And now I can't imagine doing anything other than working to help children in need and on issues that are revolving around some of the things that we're dealing with.
See, you never know what path is out there for you. You never know. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I wasn't planning on this. I mean, I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be a doctor. And then all of a sudden, oh my goodness, I'm in front of the camera. But I love it. And I know what you mean. It's like, wait a minute. You had this choice, but that's not what you're going to do.
Right. So, and sometimes it turns out better than what you expect or, you know, brings you down a path that you would have never realized something that you felt that passionately about.
Absolutely. And I can tell you're very passionate about the Halo Foundation. And tell us about the founder. How did this get going?
Halo started because Rebecca Welsh, our founder, was involved in martial arts. And she had a classroom, actually, that they did the first ever fundraiser for Halo, and it was called a board breakathon. And they did that fundraiser really just as a to try out an event and see how much money they could raise for an orphanage in Mexico. And they raised $5,000 for it the first year. And then they decided to do the event again the second year, and it raised $40,000. So really, Halo began with youth helping other youth because of the kids that were in her martial arts class that learned about what it meant to be an orphan or to be living on the streets. They wanted to give back, and really that's how Halo's grown. And we still have a club, Halo, that's for youth who want to get involved and give back. And so that's still a big part of our mission.
Okay, so you've got the Halo Foundation based where?
We're based right here in Kansas City, and we've been based here since we started. Mm-hmm. And we've grown to now have branches in other cities. So although our headquarters are still here in Kansas City, we now have a branch in Jefferson City, Missouri, and we also have a branch in Portland. And we have other groups that are doing fundraisers and helping to raise awareness about Halo in other U.S. cities, including New York and L.A. So,
all right, we've got Lacey on. Yes, Lacey's on the line telling us all about the Halo Foundation. So if people would like to give, if they'd like to get involved, go to the art event, tell them some of the services that you see are much needed. I mean, I know you have a bunch. You have a bunch, but go ahead.
Sure. So we have a need for all kinds of volunteers. Our local programs are quite a bit different than our international programs. So internationally, we fully support orphanages, but locally, we have a Halo Learning Center, and the Learning Center is really focused on helping youth in the Kansas City community. So our goal with the Learning Center is to partner with other agencies that are meeting the basic needs of these kids. So, for example, we partner with Restart, which is a homeless shelter, Niles Home for Children, Salvation Army, and those agencies provide a lot of the basic needs for kids and their residential facilities. But we're finding when we partner with these agencies that they're looking for more resources for their youth to have future-focused programming and creative programming. So the youth from their agencies are able to come to our HALO Learning Center and take free classes and workshops. Most of them are creative-based, but we've done everything from, you know, painting and art to fashion design, pretty much everything that you can think of. And those are primarily volunteer-run workshops. So we have a very small staff, and we rely heavily on hundreds of volunteers from the Kansas City community to get involved and use their skills to give back and to help give some of these kids some skills for their future.
All right. Give us a phone number.
Sure. So our phone number is 816-472-4256. Mm-hmm. And also our website is a great way to reach us. Our through our website, you can find email addresses for myself, which is haloworldwide.org. And you can email us at halo@haloworldwide.org.
Very good, Lacey. What would you like to say to the folks out there just in closing about the HALO Foundation?
I would like to invite anyone to follow us on Facebook and learn about the events that we have coming up. We have our 8th annual outreach auction on May 3rd at Studio Dan Miners from 7 to 11 p.m. And that's our biggest event of the year as an art auction that allows us to really focus and highlight on some of the artwork that our kids make and also professional artists from around the U.S. The kids' art that we get back from the homes is amazing, and it tells a really beautiful and powerful story. So we try to share that so that it helps connect our supporters with our kids around the world, and it's just a really fun and very powerful event. So we hope to have more new people coming and learning about HALO.
Well, you know what? They've learned. They're out there, and I know they're going to call. Thank you so much, Lacey, and thank you for your passion and compassion for this organization.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, honey. Well, that's a wrap for this weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, it's KC Forum right here on this radio station every single Sunday between 6:30 and 7. And we'd like to thank the folks over at Fox 4, and we put it on the website there, fox4kc.com/KC Forum. You can send that link out to all your buddies. And of course, you want to drop me a line, kathy.quinn@wdaftv4.com. Thank you to Katie Connors, our executive producer, the elders allowing us to use their music for our bumper music. And of course, Ed Walker, love you as always. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.